Good Saturday morning. Welcome to our Forage Focus, brought to you by LG Seeds. You can find out more at lgseeds.com. Bruce Anderson is the university's extension forage specialist.
Have you ever tested the quality of your grass hay and been disappointed at the low relative feed value? Well, maybe your worry was unnecessary. Farmers and ranchers often tell me that prairie hay or cane hay or other grass hay looks really good, but when a lab tested it, the relative feed value, also called RFV, was surprisingly low, maybe in the 70s or 80s. So what's wrong with the hay? Well, actually, nothing may be wrong. We need to understand how RFV is calculated and how it should be used. First, relative feed value is calculated using only fiber values. While protein certainly affects the value of hay, it has absolutely no effect on the calculation of relative feed value. You see, relative feed value was initially developed for the dairy industry. It was designed to help rank the potential energy intake of different hays of lactating dairy cows. And it does this quite well, especially for legumes like alfalfa. Grass hay, though, is a bit different. Grass has more fiber than alfalfa, which lowers its calculated RFV. But that fiber often is quite digestible, so grass hay frequently is ranked lower than it should be using relative feed value. Also, relative feed value doesn't predict performance by other types of animals, like beef cows, as well, because potential energy intake does not have as much influence on their performance. Basically, this means that when you feed grass hay to animals other than dairy cows, focus on crude protein and TDN. If protein and TDN meet their needs, the animals probably will do just fine. The RFV is much less important and could cause you to worry more than it's worth.
We'll take a look to those area hay prices coming up after this from LG Seeds.